first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Plage shares his holiday season.
I, like most folks, enjoy and cherish what is known colloquially as the Christmas season. Although it has a lovely and easy to embrace ring, that's not really what it is. To me, it's the holiday season, and I'll tell you why. We hinted it's coming on Halloween when, in years that the current pandemic hasn't abbreviated, little tykes commandeer our neighborhoods and wander to and fro exacting sweets from all those who choose to give up the seasonal bounty. Next, we celebrate Thanksgiving. For those of us in these United States, it's a national holiday of feasting and football. But many nations think of it as a secular way of celebrating the harvest and the abundance of food. And then without so much as a hiccup, we slide into the bargain hunting frenzy that is Black Friday. Thoughts of holiday soon passing from our minds and midriffs. Then Christmas Eve and Christmas Day arrive with the pilgrimage to church, the singing of carols, and the distribution of gifts. This is when the term Merry Christmas is justified, although it is thought that the actual birth of Christ occurred in October. I myself prefer the salutation Happy Holidays, which encompasses the entire season. My point is this. Whether we call it the Christmas season or the holiday season, or simply think of it as a season of good cheer, it's the shared feeling of joy and generosity that makes it special. This year, more than ever in any recent memory, when we call its name, it will be there to raise us up together. And that is entirely worth celebrating by any name.
Steve Plage is a Santa Cruz resident and celebrant of the holiday season. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.